All right, we are all here, and we're ready to call to order. First thing is we have the minutes from the March 22nd meeting. Those are distributed.
This is Doug. I looked at them and remember them okay, so I'll move they to be adopted.
I'll second that. Any discussion regarding the minutes? All in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Doug.
All right, thank you. Then we've got a very short discussion about loans this month. First off, Jonathan, have these two loans totaling $500,000, have these both been approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, they have.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
Okay, I was going to do that. You're too quick. I'll second the motion.
Okay, any discussion regarding the loans this month? Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I vote no.
Okay, thank you. Then, well, we don't have any old business, no new business listed. In terms of future agenda items, based on my conversations with Jonathan, I want to put on the agenda for 2 weeks from now, be a discussion about the next land use conference, the Western Region, whatever is land use conference. It's in Alaska, so we'll have Jonathan will endeavor to get some details about what the costs are so we can discuss it at the next board meeting. And then there's another issue go ahead.
This is Doug. Any chance the two of you will let me go to that meeting?
I'm sorry, Doug, I couldn't hear you.
I said any chance that you two would let me go to that meeting. I got all our old acquaintances from other states and people we haven't touched base with, and I think it would be appropriate to let me go to the meeting.
Well, here's my one thought. We'll put it on the agenda for 2 weeks, and with that discussion of that conference on, we can discuss that issue then. I don't want to run afoul of the open meeting laws.
Okay.
All right. And then there's another issue, and the information will be distributed prior to the meeting, so you'll be up to speed on the discussion, but there is a potential land purchase in the works that I'd like to put on the agenda for the next meeting as well. Anybody else have any future agenda items?
Hey, Brad, this is Vicki. Can I just clarify? So the Western States Conference will put on May 2nd, you said, in 2 weeks?
Yes.
2 weeks.
Whenever our next meeting is, yes.
Doug, this is Jonathan. Brad, this is Jonathan. We may need more than next meeting for that possible land purchase. We don't have the details pending an appraisal to really make a life cycle analysis of whether it's a valid purchase.
All right. Well, then I guess we can hold that off till a future meeting.
Right.
Just let us know when you've got the details we need.
I'm sorry if I misled you. It'll take us a little while to get that detail in the discussion.
Okay.
This is Doug. Out of curiosity, a matter of protocol, I don't think something like a land purchase we would have to list as a future agenda item. The staff would just put that on the agenda because that's how they do that.
Yeah, but I figured that we haven't done this in a while, Doug, that I wanted to telegraph it. So
okay. That sounds good. Thank you. I mean, certainly there's no harm in it. It just is. It's not what we normally do, but you're correct. It's an item we haven't done for a while, so we all can get ready for it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jonathan, do you have an executive secretary report today?
Really briefly, I want to call your attention to the investment transaction report that Rich puts out every other meeting. And you'll note that our bond coupon yields that we're purchasing now are rising. We're consistently getting above 3.5% and closer to almost 4% in our bond purchases. The overall fund looks like it's on a pretty good track to have a substantially higher yield for 2017 than it did in 16. When I say substantially higher, I guess that's relative, Rich. We're probably in the 3.6-3.7% range. But it was helped substantially this week, last week, by the sale of $23 million worth of bonds that captured a significant $2.24 million capital gains. And that made the yield on those bonds in excess of 6.5% during the time we held them. I got to compliment Tom and Rich and our little investment committee for watching and taking advantage of market timing. I know we're not market timers, but they really are watching this closely, and it was clear that we could get a good return on capital gains on the sale of a few of these key bonds. We still have capital gains outstanding that we could actualize of $10.8 million.
But actually, Jonathan, it's actually, if you look at it today because of changes in the interest rate, or this report, interest rates have dropped, and of course bond prices, as you know, go up when interest rates go down. And the unrealized gains in our portfolio as of this morning were over $12 million. And so I just wanted to point that out to show that a small drop in the interest rates can have a pretty significant impact on the value of our portfolio just due to scale, the size of the portfolio.
I guess you shouldn't count it until it's booked. And between the previous and this bond sale, we've captured about $5 million of capital gains. And that, in a sense, is in actuality, is $5 million of earnings that is already booked for distribution next year. Of which 75% will go into the smoothing fund. So we're doing pretty well on the capital gains right now. I just wanted to call your attention to it.
This is Doug with a question. I thought the Fed raised interest rates. Why did they go down?
That's a good question, Doug. I think that what is happening is that the market believes that the economic activity assumed to happen with the new administration is going to take a little extra time.
And then it's what interest rates the Fed's raised.
Yeah, that's a common misperception. When the Federal Reserve changes rates, they're changing short-term rates, but the market determines long-term rates. And so what happened was the Fed raised short-term rates, and the market said, yeah, you know something, that's going to slow growth down. And therefore, if growth is slowing down, then long-term rates should come down, too.
Yeah, interesting. Thank you.
So,
I guess
well,
I'll move
great work.
At that point.
That's great work, Tom and Rich. Thank you. All right, anything else, Jonathan?
Nope, I'm done.
Well, then I guess I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Matt, I'll second it.
All right, we got 2 seconds, so no vote necessary. Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks, if not before.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.